All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 29, 2018. Begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Hall, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
We hear the name of your case by your hands. Lord, we come before you asking the divine wisdom for each and every member of this court, but not just each and every member of this court, every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you keep us strong and moving in the right direction. Also, Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the families that have loved ones away, fight fire with democracy, abroad and at home. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda with item number purchasing. Item A is consider approved specification for an invitation to bid for on-call court reporting and transcription services. Item B is received by professional services agreement for rate schedule between Jefferson County, Texas, and Griffin Mofa Johnson Associates to provide hazard mitigation assistance services related to Hurricane Harvey in accordance with an RFQ for professional services for hazard mitigation assistance grant application development administration and project management for response to Hurricane Harvey in pursuance to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code and the Purchasing Act, as well as two COVID federal regulations, Sections 200. Item C is consider and approve execute receiving file with SETEX Construction Corp. to repair the outside of the DPS office building in Port Arthur. The amount is $75,601 in accordance with the Choice Partners Job Texas contract. The funds will be made available through capital projects. Item C is consider and approve execute receiving file with CTEX Construction for the restriping of the Annex 1 parking lot in the amount of $3,926.64 in accordance with Troy Partners Job Texas contract. Item E is consider approved execute receipt file with CTEX Construction Corporation for the repair of the Ford Park ticket booth amphitheater due to Hurricane Harvey in the amount of $8,733.45. And item F is to consider approved disposition of properties authorized by local government code section 3.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sendall. Any discussion?
There's a question on the annex there.
Yes, sir.
Is that A right here in the front?
In the front.
Look at both of them?
Both. It's the entire parking in the front of Annex 1, the credit union parking lot.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
By the service center.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Home service.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Excuse me, we'll wait one.
I
Commissioner Sinagoff had to leave unexpectedly because of some issues with his family and health issues, and we hope that, I want to keep his mom in our prayers. Under County Auditor, item A, consider approval of budget transfer to Port Arthur Maintenance to purchase a trailer, another item in the amount of $5,000. Item B is to consider approval of budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 1 for the replacement of 2 lasers and 2 receivers. Item C is consider an appointment to the County Auditor by designated entity administrator for SAM.gov. Registration processing appointments necessary to enable the county to renew our system for award management profile and manager grants. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 446747 through 446982. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Second. We have a
nothing auditing. It's been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly granting a 38-day extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 to file its annual account for fiscal year ending 2016-17, section 775.082D of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item B is consider possible approval and authorize county judge to execute a letter from the Commissioner's Court to the City of Beaumont, serving to give notice that Jefferson County intends to call an election to create one or more county assistance districts within the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, pursuant to Chapter 387 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item C is to consider possibly approving and authorize county judge to execute a memorandum of approving settlement for the Southeast Public. We're going to table that because we were not able, because of the bomb threat, to have our closed session this morning. Only item A and B. And on item D, I'd ask we also table that because I had an opportunity to visit with Commissioner Senegal prior to court, and on the issue of a long-term recovery group, there are current concerns out there that we have not had the opportunity to do any background checking on. He is my resource for that. His absence today is going to hinder our ability to discuss this fully.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Item A and B. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is considered to approve the out-of-state travel for Sheriff Stevens and Chief Deputy Porter to attend the National Sheriff's Association Training Conference and Expedition in New Orleans, June 15th through 19th. Conference focuses on emerging trends, technology, and legislative issues affecting law enforcement across the country, and the travel and registration fee will be paid from seized funds at no cost to the County General Fund. Item B is to receive and file Amendment Number 3, the Inmate Telephone Service Agreement with Global Telling Corporation. Item C is to consider and approve out-of-state travel from 5 officers to the sheriff, from the Sheriff's Office. The training will be held at K-9 Concepts in Broussard, Louisiana, June 18, 2018 through July 6, 2018. K-9 provides this handler training, included with the purchase of the dog, and any additional travel expense will also be paid through seed funds and no cost to the general fund. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Does any member of the court wish to bring anything to the attention of the public before our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much.